and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
And we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the East Mills Community School District and the junior-senior high school principal, Mr. Scott. How are you this morning, Mr. Scott?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm excellent.
Nice to see you. Pull that mic up there, maybe just a little closer or scoot up to it just a little bit. So how are things going?
Oh, it's going well. We've plowed our way here into the everyone's favorite month in schools, and that is May.
Yeah.
We're full of activities and culminations of the school year.
Yeah,
but we're doing well. So excited to be here.
It seems like you kind of go through the school year, and that last 5 or 6 weeks, it's just every night there's something. There's a concert. There's a track meet. There's golf. There's something every night.
Right, exactly right. You'd think in schools we'd spread this out a little bit, but that tends to how we go in our patterns. We want to have our celebrations like last night. We had our junior senior high spring music concert with our vocal and instrumental.
Yeah.
Wonderful job giving some of our awards to our seniors, and some of them have done just a great job. And so those are great moments to have. We've hosted here recently our first two track meets in well over 15 years at East Mills.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. I want to give a little quick shout out to all our volunteers who worked those track meets. You know, myself, I'm in my ninth year as a junior senior high principal. But that's one thing that I've never been involved with as far as running a track meet.
Yeah.
I've been on the other side at other places, like at Woodbine when I was assistant track coach and running that side. But when you get on the other side of running the track meet, you know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A big shout out to AD Matt Thornburg. He's my track guy at East Mills. He's my go-to. His kids were great track athletes and still are in college. And he's just knows the ins and out of a great track and running it, and he's done a great job buying the equipment. He's done a great job organizing these two track meets we had. And so we're really excited just to kind of kick that off, our new era in track at East Mills. So great job for him and all the volunteers who did a great job getting their things set up. So two wonderful track meets.
The cool thing, you know, there are, and I've talked about it a few times this year, but track meets are just kind of their own animal. Mm-hmm. It takes so many people to get it put together. And I think from a student aspect, you have all these schools that come together. There's a social aspect to it as well.
Big time social aspect. We had teams from our corner conference. We had some teams from outside our conference, like Southwest Valley came over for our high school meet. Shenandoah came up for our junior high meet.
Yeah.
Brought a ton of kids. And so, there's a great social aspect, and you get to see some of the great athletes in these other schools.
You bet. So very cool. It's nice to see that back and rolling. So let's talk about end of year. Now, I've mentioned that it seems like there's something almost every night. Are there activities or things in particular that we need to cover, Mr. Scott?
Well, you know, as we head towards the end of the school year, obviously we kind of focus on our senior class.
Yeah.
As they're culminating, we have a couple big dates coming for those kids. Really, it's a great celebration if you put yourself in the role of a parent. As both of us probably been in that graduation moment.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that they have a great experience. So a couple things we got coming up. Obviously, this coming Sunday, we have a baccalaureate on Mother's Day at 7 p.m. Local churches get together and celebrate our students. Our seniors' last school day is Tuesday, May 12th.
Wow.
And on that day, we have a celebration of awards where we are going to hand out a lot of scholarship money, a lot of awards to mostly our seniors who have earned those things. So 10 a.m. in the East Gym, we have our celebration. That's open to the public.
Okay.
Anyone who'd like to come up there, our high school attends, as well as the public is open to that at 10 a.m. for our seniors' last day. They get their seniorship the following Friday. And then on Sunday, May 17th at 1 p.m., we have our graduation. So we actually moved graduation up 30 minutes this year to 1 p.m. on Sunday, May 17th, in the East Gym as well, to help out Mr. Brown, who is our shared superintendent with Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives him a little travel time to hop down to Sydney's graduation on the same day. So we're excited to host those events for our senior class upcoming. Wonderful class of 2026, did a great job. Very active in all our different sports. They're very active in our fine arts program, such mm-hmm. as last night. And we just want a great celebration as they wrap up their careers.
Tell me again when baccalaureate is. Did you say it's Sunday? Is that correct?
Sunday, May 10th.
Sunday, May 10th, 7 p.m. Then Tuesday, May 12th, you have awards at 10 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Will that be in the East Gym as well?
Also in the East Gym.
And that's correct. Open to the public?
Yep.
People absolutely. Come and enjoy. Sunday, May 7th at 1 p.m. in the East Gym is graduation.
May 17th, yeah. 1 p.m.
Yes, there you sir. Go. So put that, mark those dates down and go celebrate, really, with those activities. So I can't believe that, like, that's May 12th, a week from today.
Yep.
Wow.
It gets going pretty faster in May. Memorial Day is a little bit earlier this year, so yeah. It kind of resets the calendar as we all try to wrap up school year right there before Memorial Day.
All right. Mr. Del Scott with me this morning, junior, senior high school principal with the East Mills Community School District. How long have you been in a new facility now? A couple years?
Yeah, we're wrapping up year two now.
Year two? Yeah. All settled in?
Absolutely. We've kind of got the rhythm of the building now. In my world, the 612 campus, we've got the rhythm of that. We look and make some changes for next year as we go into year three as a 612 building. We look at some adjustments on technology side in there.
Like, what are you looking at?
We want to make sure our kids have a balance of technology and learning that's more traditional. So we're pivoting a little bit, some adjustments we'll talk about as we get into the later in the summer with the Chromebooks and how junior high handles Chromebooks. So we're going to make some adjustments to that, but also continue to give the kids all the things that they need in, the 21st century to make sure they're ready to learn. They have those skills that they need out mm-hmm. there in the world, working with things, and trying to manage things of AI, how we work those and make those tools useful for kids. Because I was just having this conversation with someone out there recently, the employees want to have kids who know how to effectively use AI as in the job market. That's for productive activities. Not to make my essay easier, but to make it productively used. And so, I think our staff just recently, yesterday, had a great PD session with Heather Lundquist from the AEA. She did a great job explaining how we can use our AI more effectively in the school to learn how we make it so it's an effective tool for our kids. And so those are the type of things we want to make sure we're continuing to emphasize in our student body.
You've been in education for a while, Mr. Scott.
I've been a couple years.
So you've been in it for a while. How much of an impact, asking you to look forward a little bit around the concept and the topic of, not really a concept at this point, but impact of AI on education. I think there will be a huge impact going forward, personally. How do you see it impacting education?
It's one of those things that it can be scary when you look at it. But it's also something that I think schools now are catching up to mm-hmm. because I think at first it was so dumped so quickly. ChatGPT dumped on everyone. Yeah. Now almost everyone has some use of those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the impact is trying, again, getting kids to develop those skills, interpersonal skills that you have to have. Me and you have to have a conversation that we can read each other's body language, we can communicate effectively.
Yeah.
And I think, in-person schools do a great job of doing those things. When you combine that with the technology, as far as being able to use AI, because I think we've all had this experience where we get something back from a ChatGPT and say, well, that's
not right.
That's not right.
Yeah.
You have messed up. Be able to recognize those things. I think that is an effective area that schools need to be able to pivot towards, be able to recognize those things that's not a human touch. That's not a good feedback that this potential employee wants to have for me.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have someone who can make those connections with other humans, read their emotions, and give them a proper response.
There's I don't know what it is at all, but I think there is, and you touched on it earlier, that kind of in-person traditional learning mm-hmm. that needs to be taught. But then there are also at some point some graduated and transitioned and shift into technology, and the use of that is important as well.
Absolutely.
That's part of that K-12 experience. Somewhere you learn how to do everything right. Maybe write in cursive again. I don't know if that's coming back, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Learn to do things. I think learn it and then know how to implement that using modern tools and technology.
Right. Absolutely. And it's really a balance now. I think those are the type of things that we want to be able to do as a school. And I think that's one of those areas that we should graduate kids with those skills
100%.
That they are able to go out there and get those jobs, which require them to have the technological experience, but also have those human skills that we want them to be productive and also give them opportunity. That's the best thing. Small schools give them opportunity to do whatever job they want, whether it's in the trades. We work very well over switch building, trying to do those things. I know one thing I'm going to pivot off here a little bit, but we have a switch's opportunity to do a learning about drones for a couple sessions in May and June. And they're going to do all these work with drones. And, you know, in Iowa, you're going to drive through a cornfield and you're going to see some drones out spraying, some doing different things like that. Obviously, the guys who have fun with drones doing all those things and taking pictures for people, you know, real estate, all those different things they have. So that's a great another example of giving the kids the tools to run those products to make sure they're effectively ready to go and they graduate high school.
Very cool. Del Scott with me again, the junior senior high school principal at the East Mills Community School District. You mentioned before we turned the mic on that you have a meeting today, corner conference meeting. Are we going to see changes in the corner conference?
I think we're going to pivot to a little bit of change in the corner conference upcoming in the years. And we're looking at in the school world, you kind of pivot like 2 years in the future.
Yeah.
Because our schedule, for example, for next year, for let's say the basketball season, is pretty well set.
Right.
Those things, and you have to plan ahead. So we're looking at, you know, the 27-28 school year. We've talked about and discussed with our communities throughout the corner conference, giving surveys to our ADs and admin, to our school boards, and some to our communities of what they would like to look at changes. For example, in the past, traditionally, we played a home-and-home schedule. So, for example, East Mills, Bedford, you know, pretty good distance away from each other. We've probably played each other twice, one over on each place. And then there's a potential you're going to meet up in the Corner Conference Tournament, which is a great tradition. I think the Corner Conference Tournament is a wonderful tradition. And then lastly, you could also meet up potentially in a district tournament. So that's playing a team four times, which is great for a rivalry, but sometimes it doesn't make you very diversified when you're coaching.
Yeah.
Okay. So in my experience back when I was coaching, I always wanted to make sure my team was diversified in their schedule that they could be prepared for different things. If I was going to play a team that plays a 1-3-1 half-court trap and I had no experience going, you know, in live action against that, I'm going to be in trouble in that district final.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one of those things I want to make sure I'm always prepared for. And so the idea that the Corner Conference is looking at is diversifying the schedules. And the proposal that is we're pivoting towards right now is play, for example, that East Mills Bedford. We'd play one time in a corner conference regular season that would count against your record.
Yeah.
You would also keep the corner conference tournament as we had. And then you have the option of then not having to play a second time, but getting a chance to play a non-conference team, may it be, you know, a Riverside or a Red Oak or whatever team you want to choose from, schedule them to give you a more diversified schedule. We do offer that you can schedule another corner conference team for a second game, should you choose to do so. Maybe a team that's a little closer. Maybe East Mills plays FM a second time because it's a rival and it's a fairly close rival. So there's a little balancing act there. As an administrator, you know, in the classroom, I recognize the fact that, you know, traveling 80 miles on a Tuesday night might not be the best thing for a student athlete. Because we do a lot of travel. The spring is just an example of it and during the school week. So maybe we play a local team a little closer, such as a FM, play them twice in the regular season. So those are the type of things you're going to balance and leave schools that option to choose who that other game is. So that's kind of the idea behind the movement.
Yeah.
Get away from the round robin regular season and still have the integrity and the great experience of the Corner Conference Tournament, which is a ton of fun. And I think our kids, we got an overwhelming response. The kids really like that, you know, late January tournament feel. I know we were fortunate to host it this year at our place on that Saturday night for the boys' side. and the girls due to some weather complications. And it was just a great, great tournament feel there.
So a lot of momentum in that with your colleagues in the Corner Conference, people like that.
Yeah.
Just from a personal standpoint, and again, take it for what it's worth. You can take this and $3 and buy pop when you leave here. But I like the diversification of the schedule. I think it's good for the athletes. I think it's a good exposure for the school. I just think there are a lot of good things that come from that, my opinion. So yeah, for what that's worth.
Wholeheartedly agree. I think anytime you do those things, you get kids other experiences. Yeah. You prepare them for, as my old coaching, again, background would say, the most important part of the year, the real season, which starts, you know, as you get into February, the secondary, the postseason. That's really the real work counts where you have those memories.
And you're, like you say, you're preserving the tradition of the Corner Conference tournament and all of those things that are great about it.
Yep.
But maybe allow for some diversification. That's good.
Yeah, very absolutely.
Cool. When will you make the decision be made? Will it be made today or will it be made in the future?
Yep, we're going to finalize the decisions here today.
All right, very cool. What else do we need to touch on, Mr. Scott, that we haven't touched on yet this morning?
Well, if we can clone me and get me to two different places, that would be great, Aaron. But no, we're wrapping up here as we pivot into the summers and schedules slow down a little bit. We have summer sports, baseball, softball, those things will be starting up here as we get towards the end of May.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, overall we've done a great job. And as far as the school year, always been every year is new. Every year has different challenges. And this year I think we've had a few of those challenges, but I think we've had some great overall, just a great school year for us. I really appreciate the coordination we have with our communities. At East Mills, we had a great community service day back in April where we were able to give back to our communities and do some service projects for them. And those things have just been wonderful for us as a community. And I really think we have some great momentum at East Mills. I think all schools have come in public schools here recently, some declining enrollment. I think it's been a thing with budgets.
Oh, yeah.
Are a real thing. But I really do believe that we're being very proactive at East Mills. We're trying to make and meet people's or families' needs as best we can, give them options, you know, for those things. And so I think, you know, really overall, we had a really strong year.
Very good. The seniors' last day of class is May 12th. When is the last day of class for everyone else? Do you know?
Oh, that's a great day. Friday, May 22nd.
There you go.
East Mills will have an 11 a.m. dismissal that day. There is no lunch served that day. But Friday, May 22nd, is the last day of classes. So those of you counting, we have about 13 junior high lunches left. Those who do supervise junior high lunches.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that'll be Friday, May 22nd, last day of school.
All right. So here's what so you know you have those really cool countdown apps on your phone. How many of those are going? Students or teachers? That's what I need to know. Or administrators,
maybe.
There
might be a few classrooms that have that countdown app.
I would guess.
We've got a ways to go. We got some work to get done between now and then. I won't look at that until maybe 10 days.
It's not over yet. There's work to do.
Absolutely, there's some work to do. We're very proud of our teachers and our students doing a great job for us.
Mr. Scott, pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for stopping by.
Always great to be here, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
Del Scott with me this morning, the junior-senior high school principal with the East Mills Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.